Well,
fantastic.
That one really captures the show, I think.
Yeah, it's like Tom Waits at his most inaccessible. His most obscure.
He did sound like he was wearing a tuxedo and twirling around a cane.
Yeah. Fantastic. And who was that from?
That was James in Iowa.
Well done.
All right, let's take some phone calls. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, just have a quick question. Are you guys trying to stay on the air or off the air? Because
exactly. Which song are you voting for?
Well, if you want to stay on the air, I would vote for the proven song, which is the Nanny theme song, because it's already been out there and it's played.
Nanny. That did sound like a real theme song.
Yeah, that's all real. Right. The other ones, I'm going to turn that knob if I hear any of these other songs.
I'll come over and turn it with you.
Yeah.
Andy's good at turning knobs. He can also Andy can also hit the run button if you have one of those.
Yeah. I know these are all great. You know what I think you should do, Ken? We should play the eighth choice.
Uh-huh.
I know we have one more to go. And then I think we should not announce the winner of this week. And everyone will spend all week in suspense, waiting until next Wednesday.
Yeah, and they can vote.
At 6 o'clock.
They can vote throughout the week.
They can vote throughout the week. And then on Wednesday,
just by emailing me, yeah.
It will be a huge unveiling. The theme song will announce itself at 6 o'clock.
Good idea. All right, we have one last one. This is by well-known listener Black Cat.
Oh, great. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Friend of the family.
Absolutely. And this is called The Well-Dressed Fancy Dandies.
By Black Cat.
Annie Oakley, she could shoot every shot. And Paul Bunyan, he rode Babe the Blue Ox. And John Henry was a steel-driving man. He was born with a hammer in his hand. And Johnny Appleseed spread love all around. And Harriet Tubman had a railroad underground. And Joan of Arc, she defeated the British. And Harry Potter was a master of Quidditch. God bless these legendary women and men, though. No, not one of them was born in sin. But there's two certain men nowhere near this list. Because when they were born, Satan gave them a kiss. But really, Wilt Chamberlain, he loved thousands of women. And Greg Louganis got a concussion while swimming. And Hades was the king of the underworld. And did you know Don McLean wrote The Meanest Girl? But there's two certain men nowhere near this list. Because when they were born, Satan gave them a kiss. Hell bless these Randy Pansies. They're the well-dressed fancy dandies. They're Ken and Andy. Hilfiger and Little Lord Fauntleroy didn't have a naked dad when they were boys. And David Carradine died of autoerotic asphyxiation, and Jeffrey Toobin was a victim of his own inflation. Now Methuselah, he lived 800 years. But did you know Andy Breckman's never even had a beer? Well, meanwhile, Ken, yes, he's tried every pill, and he'd do it all again for $100 bill. Speaking of money, have you heard of payola? It's the cutest little scam in all of rock and roll. A band pays the DJ to play their little song, but Lord, Andy Breckman got this concept all wrong. Now Ken said to Andy, just give me some money, then you can have your own show and everyone will think it's funny. Andy said, golly gee, Ken, where do I sign? Ken said, on your check, but right by the dotted line. Well, 30 years later, Andy's in on the joke, how all of Ken's scruples go right up in smoke. And thanks to TV, Andy will never be broke. Well, every year, even Beth, she contributes to the soak. Ken's counting his money, more and more, more and more. Andy Breckman's always gonna be the devil's whore. Hell bless these Randy Pans. They're the well-dressed fancy dandies.
They're Ken and Andy. They're Ken and Andy.
Now, the moral of this story is that many a person does many a deed. And if you've learned anything from President Pam and me, it's I hope you get the help that you need. Obama was the first black president, and Pecos Bill, did you know he wrote on the wind? Jesus Christ and Dr. King died doing their best, and one time, Andy Breckman fell asleep under the desk. Now, it's hard to believe these tall tales are all true. There's nothing that women and men can't do. Even two certain men somehow made this list. You can blame it all on the devil's kiss. Now, remember, Ken's diabetic, so don't give him candy. Andy's down in the masturbatorium getting pretty handsy. Hell bless these Randy Pansies. They're the well-dressed fancy dandies. They're They're Ken and Andy. They're Ken and Andy. They're Ken and Andy.
Wow.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Black Cat.
Thank you, Black Cat.
There's so much to love.
Learn, there's so much to learn. How many women Will Chamberlain slept with?
It has a strangubation reference.
Has a strangubation reference? Not every reference?
Yeah, not every song has one of those.
Wait, which is the song that we heard of the 8 songs that referenced Harriet Tubman?
Did that one reference Harriet Tubman? Yeah.
Oh, sure. And it said Martin Luther King died doing his best. That's how he died.
Wow.
Fantastic. That was like we didn't start the fire. It was just something to learn. Something to learn with every new listen.
It also had screaming goats in it.
Yeah.
This is really hard to choose here.
It is very hard. So we're going to, Ken, I'm going to let you choose because I feel guilty about abandoning you. So why don't we give you a week to think about it, to mull over it, to play them over and over?
Well, I also would like to hear from listeners. So if you have thoughts, email me with your vote at ken@wfmu.org.
And you want to know which one would cause them to boycott the show quickest.
Yeah. So to recap, in order, what we heard was Philip M. and the Fancy Dandy's Country AI theme, and then Philip M. and the Fancy Dandy's AI hip-hop theme. Then we heard Phil Travisano and the Nanny theme song, the Nanny-based theme song.
Right.
That was followed by the Peppermint Kaleidoscope Sound Company. But think about all those kids.
That was the hostages' favorite.
Right. And then we heard Marcus Brody, well-dressed fancy dandies.
Yes.
John Dogg,
fantastic.
James in Iowa. And lastly, Black Cat. And we are out of time, Andy. Don Fleming's coming up with 21 Lounge. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
But thank you for everyone for the work they put in.
Yeah, thanks to everybody who mailed one in, and congratulations to these 8 finalists. And we will announce the winner next week in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for 21 Lounge.
Call us lucky, you and I, lucky girl, lucky guy, and when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak, a lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
He wore a mullet and a coconut hat. once this and the other for that. All the people shouted as he went by. It's a cockeyed mare of Connecticut. It was just a lazy, a Mullahini holy boy. All the girls went crazy to share his fishing boy. He wore a lay and he wore a smile. He drank a gallon of scotch to make life worthwhile. Made a laugh and he made a sigh. It's a cockeyed mare of Connecticut. The horse he rode was so skinny, broken down old female. Place a green pond anywhere, right under that horse's tail. He made her buck and he made her fly all over the island of Molokai. Getting those connies that were in his chair, gave him a lay of Key Conneer. Now you heard my story about the mayor of Connecticut. With all his fame and glory on the island of Molokai. He wore a lay and he wore a smile, he drank on the boat to make life worthwhile. Made a laugh and he made a sigh. It's a cockeyed mare of Connecticut. The horse he rode was so skinny, broken down old female. Place a green pine anywhere, rather than a horse's tail. He made her a buck and he made her fly all over the island of Molokai. Can he those connies and within his chair, gave him a lay of Key Conneer. Now you heard my story about the mayor of Connecticut. With all his fame and glory on the island of Molokai. He wore a muddle and a coconut hat. One was this and the other for that. All the people shouted as he went by. The cockeyed mayor of Connecticut.
Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away. Do you remember when you loved me before the world led me astray? If you do, then forgive me and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say and make the world. I'm sorry if I hurt you. I'll make it up day by day. Just say you love me like you used to and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say and make the world. Say the say, and make the world go away. I'm praying for rain in California so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. I'm sitting in the honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. I matched a man behind the bar jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee when they ask who's the fool in the corner crying. I say, little old wine drink to me, little old wine. With a broken heart and a woman on my mind, I matched a man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee.
Much, ladies and gentlemen. So we say aloha until we meet again. This is yours truly, Biggie Kanai, saying aloha until we'll meet again. There'll be a short pause for a good cause. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to 21 Lounge. Aloha. We just heard, we started the set as usual with Don Hayes, with Mr. Lucky Theme, and then we went into a record on Art Records called From Hawaii to You by Biggie Kane. And Biggie has quite the story. From the liner notes here, it says he was born in Hawaii of Spanish Hawaiian parentage. He came to the mainland in 1928 with the William F. Aldridge Imperial Hawaiians to perform as a high diver at the famous Steel Pier in Atlantic City, New Jersey. After 2 years, Biggie organized his own musical trio and came to Miami. In 1952, Biggie had his own TV show on KCCC Channel 10 in Sacramento. And then he was engaged by United Airlines to entertain on the San Francisco-Hawaii flights. He would perform in Hawaii at the Reef, the Mona, and the Royal Hawaiian Hotels, and in the U.S. He played all over the place in the U.S. The Ivanhoe, the Lookout House in Cincinnati, the old Copacabana in Miami. This was his first and only album. We heard him do The Cockeyed Mayor of Kanaka'i, which was a 1935 song by Ray Kinney, which was then done by the Andrews Sisters in 1940, as well as they did it again in 1952, and they had a pretty big hit with it. After that was Make the World Go Away, Hank Cochran song that Ray Price first did in 1963, and then, as was pointed out on the board, the comments board, Eddie Arnold had a big hit with it. It's kind of his signature song. Elvis and Dean Martin both did it, and Donnie and Marie even did it. They had a hit with it in 75. After that was Little Old Wine Drinker Me, which was first put out by country singer Charlie Walker, but then it came out by Robert Mitchum and Dean Martin in the same year, 1967. They both released it and both had, had minor hits with it. And he finished off the set with Aloha Away, which is Farewell to Thee, which is an amazing song. It's a Hawaiian folk song written in 1878 by Queen Lydia, who was the, at that time she was the princess of the Hawaiian kingdom. She became the queen and then was overthrown in 1893, a coup engineered by the Committee of Safety, a group of Hawaiian subjects who were mostly Americans and a bunch of Americans, and the U.S. military who all showed up. The Marines took over and they deposed her. The island was annexed to the U.S. in 1898 and eventually made a state in 1959. In 1993, apparently, the Senate passed the Apology Resolution, which acknowledged that the overthrow of the Kingdom of Hawaii occurred with the active participation of agents and citizens of the United States, and that the Hawaiian people never directly relinquished to the United States their claim to their inherent sovereignty as a people over their national lands. And there's Biggie singing the song for tourists. In Miami. all right, so coming up next, I've got a duo called Tom's Little Big Band. And they're from Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's two guys. Tom Anastasi is the singer and keyboard player, and Bill Lind is the percussionist. He's the drummer. the liner notes tell us that for the last 5 years, Tom's Little Big Band has been delighting audiences all over the country. With the talents of only two people, himself and a percussionist, he has created what is truly a little big band sound. So let's hear a couple of songs by Tom's Little Big Band. Starting with, and this is from their album, it's the self-titled album, Tom's Little Big Band. And I'm going to start with them doing Cabaret.
any problems, if you have any troubles or heartaches, leave them outside, because we don't have any of those things in here. Because you see, life is beautiful at the cabaret. And not only is life beautiful, but our waitresses are beautiful. The bartenders are beautiful. The customers are beautiful. The Goyles are beautiful. Even the orchestra is beautiful. So many problems in the world that every once in a while it's a good idea to sit down and forget your problems. And the best place in the whole wide world to forget your problems is your friendly neighborhood local cabaret. What good is sitting all alone in your room? Come hear the music. Light is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine. Come hear the band. Come blow your horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. No use permitting. Telling you I'd soon be free, then you know just what to do. If you still want me, if you still want me, oh, tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. It's been 3 long years. Do you still want me? And if I don't see a ribbon around the old oak tree, I'm gonna stay on the bus and forget about us and put the blame on me. If I don't see a yellow ribbon, driver, please look for me. I couldn't bear to see what I might see. I'm really still in prison, and my love, she holds the key. A simple yellow ribbon's all I need to set me free. I wrote and told her, please, oh, tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. It's been 3 long years, do you still want me? And if I don't see a ribbon around the old oak, forget about us, put the blame on me. If I don't see yellow ribbon around the old oak tree. Put the blame on me if I don't see a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree. Now the whole damn bus is cheering, and I cannot believe that I see around the old oak tree. Beep, beep.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You are listening to 21 Lounge on WFMU. This is Don Fleming. I'm here with you every week to play you songs from the golden age of lounge performers, usually put out on albums that they made and sold themselves, not records that went into stores or distributed otherwise. We just heard Tom's Little Big Band doing four songs for us, a nice little set. Just the two guys making a lot of noise. I really like the drummer. He's very busy. They started off with a Cabaret and then went into Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree, followed that with Aquarius, and then finished it up with Proud Mary. Again, from the liner notes here, it says, Tom returned to his hometown of Chattanooga, Tennessee, and teamed up with his musical partner, Mr. Bill Lind, to bring forth the LBB's first long play album. The songs here are the ones that have been requested over and over, the listeners' favorites. They are songs of sincerity, and Tom has proven time and time again that he is uniquely gifted at expressing sincerity and understanding. It was recorded at the Scenic Recording Studios in Chattanooga, Tennessee. all right. So next set I got for you here is, I haven't had a harp player for a little while. I've featured a couple of them before, but I just came across actually three albums by this one harp player. I'm going to play songs from two of those records. Her name is Sally Goodwin, and she was a graduate from the Juilliard School and entertained in prominent hotels and restaurants and performed frequently for numerous foreign dignitaries. She's from East Moline, Illinois, and there was a review, one of her many reviews said, this was from Jay Jensen from the Quad City Times, and he wrote that, "If sunlight had a sound, this would be it." Last week on the comments board, or in the lounge, listener A2B asked about lounge performances of soap opera themes, and I've certainly seen a lot of TV show themes and TV commercials, but not really much at all of soap opera themes or theme songs, except, as A2B mentioned, Nadia's theme, which is the theme from The Young and Restless. That song was actually called Cotton's Dream, but during the 1976 Olympics, ABC Wide World of Sports made a montage of gymnast Nadia Comaneci using the track, and that was it. They changed the name of the song. So let's start off with that. Here's Sally Goodwin doing Nadia's theme from her album, Reflections.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to 21 Lounge on WFMU. We just heard three songs from Sally Goodwin, the harpist who did started with Nadia's theme and then went to Laura's theme from Dr. Zhivago. And both of those were from her Reflections album. That one's undated, but it's got to be mid-70s. And then after that, she did Feelings from her album Feelings. That one came out in 1977. And both of her records came out on Mark Records, which was one of these labels you could just send in and have them make your record, and it came out with their logo, the Mark Records logo. So quite a few of those out there. So let's keep moving here, running short on time. Up next is a band called The Four Guys, and these guys they're from Nashville, Tennessee. They put out like 7 albums between the 60s and the 80s and 15 singles. Very heavy on harmonies, that's their thing. And let's play you a couple of their songs. This is from their album Right On, with 2 exclamation points, which actually came out in 1972 on NRS Records, but what I have is actually a repress of it the following year that they did themselves. It's just self-released. So, and apparently there's copies of that, the repress with blue labels and red labels, and I have the blue label. So that's what we're going to hear. And there is the pedal steel guy here is, you know, they had some sort of Nashville cats playing on the session, and the pedal steel guy is Weldon Myrick, who played with Elvis and Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson. Did sessions for all of them and a bunch of other sessions. So let's hear from their album Right On. Here is The Four Guys with They Call the Wind Mariah.
Got a name for rain and wind and fire. The rain is Tess, the fire's Joe, and they call the wind Mariah. Mariah blows the stars around and sends the clouds a-flying. Mariah makes the mountain sound like folks were up there.
I knew Mariah's name and heard her wailing, whining. I had a girl and she had me, and the sun was always shining. But then one day I left my girl, I left her far behind me, and now I'm lost, so doggone lost, not even God can find me.
I will drink the wine while it is warm.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to 21 Lounge. We just heard the four guys do They Call the Wind Mariah, and after that, MacArthur Park from their album Right On from 1972. And right now we're hearing Hector Oliveira. He's from Argentina, and he's playing this amazing organ. It's the it's a pipe organ that was used in Rochester, New York, in their old theater for vaudeville and for watching silent films. And it was eventually decommissioned, sat around for 20 or 30 years, and it was saved, and it's still around. You can still go hear this organ being played in Rochester. So thanks, everybody, for listening in tonight. Want to let you know that you got the fantastic Toddaphonic Todd coming right up to fill in for Becky for Honky Tonk Radio Girl. He's got his nudie suit on and a box of records, and it's ready to go. And after that, you got Sydney from 9 to midnight. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and as always, online at WFMU.org. See you guys next week.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm gonna take a trip on a rocket ship. I'm gonna blast out of here about noon. To get away from it all, I'm gonna have a ball on the backside of the moon. I'm gonna build a shack. I ain't a-coming back to the place I came from. Well, it's just like this, I'll either hit or miss and have a hot time on the sun. Either way it'll be, you can take it from me, I'm gonna have a real big time. I'm on a one-way track, I ain't a-coming back, cause I'm a-going to the end of the line. Now here's the tip, while I'm taking this trip, I wanna get satisfied. I wanna live it up, I wanna rock it up, and get out of this world alive. Trip on a rocket ship, I'm gonna blast out of here about noon. To get away from it all, I'm gonna have a ball on the backside of the moon. I'm gonna build a shack, I ain't a-coming back to the place I came from. Well, it's just like this, I'll either hit or miss and have a hot time on the sun. I'm gonna have a real big time. I'm on a one-way track, I ain't a-coming back, cause I'm a-going to the end of the line. Now here's a tip, while I'm taking this trip, I wanna get satisfied. I wanna live it up, I wanna rock it up, and get out of this world alive.
a trip, a trip to the moon. If I get there, baby, it'll be soon. I'm gonna find this water, baby, too. I'm coming back down, baby, just for you. I'll run to the black and white, but I'm gonna, baby, jump in the sky. 50 years and I killed you last time. Never let her know, we just had to go. Trip to the moon, trip to the moon, trip to the moon, trip to the moon.
Mind how happy we would be. We wouldn't need a moonlight night to sit outdoors and spoon, 'cause I would buy a rocket ship and take you to the moon. We would have our honeymoon on the rocket ship. We would fly from star to star on our wedding trip. You can make your wedding gown out of a big moonbeam. Sprinkle stardust in your hair, you'd be a perfect dream. We'd sit on top of the universe with no one else around. I'd reach right up and pick the stars and make you a pretty crown. I'd place it on your little head and kiss your smiling lips as we glided out through space upon the rocket ship. We would have our honeymoon on a rocket ship. We would fly from star to star on our wedding trip. You can make your wedding gown out of a big moon. Stardust in your hair, you'd be a perfect dream. Then we'd go strolling arm in arm along the Milky Way. We would visit every planet on our wedding day. We would laugh and love, sweetheart, and you could be my wife. We would find the land of love out there in paradise.